Bundy on 90.
Drew Pearson called, Mr. President, full of enthusiasm and praise, and said he was down in West Virginia last night, and there was great excitement, and this is a great step forward. Then he went on to his real business, which was, can we help him any on how it was arranged? I'm going to talk to Thompson. He said he'd talk to Dobrynin. Dobrynin had admitted that the subject came up in his conversation with you, and he had a feeling that the Russians were being polite and maybe we were being too cautious. I think there's something in it. I think we have to maintain a posture of not giving away the details, but I don't see that there's great harm in saying that this is a matter which has been under discussion for some weeks.
Well, I think that's all in the paper. Now, I'd do that.
And that while you are very reluctant to discuss it, it is known that you that this was your initiative, that much, that sort of thing.
And I'd make it clear we were going to do it anyway.
We were going to do it anyway, and it's not an agreement. I'll make him say all those things in return for giving him a little... But I think we're ahead on this one at the moment. I don't think we're... I think we got to keep after the fact that it was not an agreement.
That's right, and we have to keep after the fact that we got run out of ears. I'm not sure we'll brief the leadership on it.
Oh, I think we should. I think that the McNamara, basic McNamara briefing ought to be offered to principal committees, and I'll check with Bob on that.
Just tell him that he'd like to come up and tell him what we've done, or...
Well, why don't we talk about it at lunch? He'll be in then.
It'll be good.
Right. Aye, sir.